Good morning. It's good to have such a number of you up here. I have a question. I have something in my hand. It's a little jar, and it's got something in it. Can anybody tell me what this looks like? Lemonade? No. Pickles. I mean, there is kind of like a yellowy green substance, but there's also a white substance. It appears like there's two liquids in there? Sand? Nope. Here, I'll come over and show this side. Any guesses as to what this is?
Dirt and water?
Dirt and water? No. No, it isn't. let's ask the congregation. They wouldn't want to guess what maybe these two liquids are. Oil and water. Oil and water. So these are two liquids, and if I shake my hand, what's going to happen to these two liquids? They're going to mix. All right, let's see what happens. There. It's mixed. Oh, hang on a second. Well, if you guys look, it's already starting to separate, and there's little bubbles showing up at the bottom. I thought you said it was going to mix. Now, this happens to be one of those things. Oil and water, they don't come together. You can mix them as much as they want, and for a time, they're going to look like one substance. But as time goes on, you can see the oil is going to separate from the water. Now, God, in our text today, says he's come to divide things, right? And in that, it's because God can't be with someone who doesn't want to be with him. He can't stand evil or sin. And in a way, it's like trying to keep truth and untruth together, light and dark, God and evil. These things just don't go together. And God reminds us in our text today that much like oil and water, he's going to separate us from evil. If you're with him, he's going to make sure that he's taken away all of your sins. He's going to separate you from your sins. But if you're determined to hold on to your sins, if you're not going to repent, if you're not going to be with him, well, you'll be separated too. But good thing we're all here are good Christians and believe in Christ, right? Let us pray. Dear Lord, Father in heaven, you remind us that you cannot abide evil, sin, or lies. Help us always to remain in the truth and with you. In your name we pray. Amen.